I'm Alex Van Beeken, and each episode, we'll take a closer look at the science, the stories, and the solutions to both pet and livestock animal care. Let's explore what's possible. Welcome to Elevate Animal Health. I'm your host, Alex Van Beek. And we're going to wrap up this episode or this series with on companion animal with this episode. And we're going to kind of jump around a little bit, but I wanted to spend time on the importance of gut health, digestive management, immune system, and some key takeaways that, you know, are practical for the pet parent and also for the veterinary practices and clinic staff. So as we wrap this up, again, I want to preface, please ask any questions, or if there's challenges or anything else that you want to bring up as a topic or you want me to focus on as a topic, just let me know. We definitely would invite those and welcome those kind of interactions. So without going any further, I'm going to start with GI health and really open up the importance of it as our wrap up. So I'm going to have a cup of coffee first. Now, as we discuss nutrition and digestive health and how that plays together, and then immune system as well. So immune system not necessarily is digestive health, but it's a part of it. As we think about nutrition, most of us generally know to a certain degree there are, you know, good fats, bad fats. We know processed food, probably not as good as unprocessed food. But then you have food safety. And so there's all these complex things. And when you're a pet parent or a veterinary practice and you're trying to understand this to make the best choices you can, how do you go about it? How do you think about this? And that can also be a process, right? So in a past episode, I believe it was last episode, I talked about doing a fecal analysis, right? So one of the ways to understand your puppy or even kitten's GI makeup is to do a fecal analysis. And there's a lot of things that you're going to find. One of them is going to be what kind of society is thriving in my pet today. From there, you can get into more personalized nutrition. It's a few steps down the road. Maybe later we'll open up a new series. I'm not promising this yet, but maybe later we can open up a new series that discusses personalized nutrition. It's a few further steps. But to get a general basic knowledge of what's going on in your pet's GI tract, you can do a fecal analysis. Should be done. It should be done immediately as soon as you can, because it paints the picture. It gives you an understanding of what's going on inside. Not all diets are identical for each animal and how they utilize them, how they open them up. And when we talk about nutrition, that's the best place to start. Once you understand that, you can start to manipulate it based on the type of bacteria you want to proliferate and thrive in the GI tract, right? That bacteria and that full range of bacteria from, again, mouth to anus, so mouth all the way through that microflora, those bacteria control what goes on. And so to get a better understanding of where do I start, you have to realize what your current state is, right? And current condition. So do a fecal test and understand the different classes of bacteria, etc. With nutrition, you can change the classes of bacteria. You can change the families of bacteria to be more conducive for certain outcomes. So if you're dealing with dry, itchy skin, you can feed certain components that will then alter or modulate or change the microbiome to be more conducive to help break down your fat content and also give a better solubility to the good healthy fats that help with skin condition. If you have a higher level of fats available because of the environment, maybe it's pH that changed and caused certain enzymes to be more active. If you have more of those fats available, then clearly you're going to be digesting and utilizing and having available more fat-soluble vitamins, right? So let's start connecting some of those together. And when I increase the amount of fat-soluble vitamins that are able to be made available, they're able to be made digestible. That's not exactly the word I'm looking for. Soluble is the word I'm looking for. Then you end up with an overall better skin coat and hair coat. You also end up with better building blocks for like mucosal layer inside the GI tract. So a lot of these things, as we're going through, you maybe think, well, hold on a minute. Well, you can always push pause and go back and re-listen again. But following these steps in nutrition gives you a much better understanding of what your pet is dealing with, but also leverages your ability to have a better life, a better quality of life. I'm not saying extension of life. I'm saying better quality. So for however long your pet lives, in that time period, having a robust GI tract that has grown the physical characteristics like villi and the physical abilities inside the gut, which if you remember, I'm going to take a quick little break here to go back to one of my earlier episodes and talked about if you end up with a GI upset situation resulting in diarrhea, you want to resolve that immediately. Anytime you go past 24 hours, you have the risk of permanent damage through scar tissue to the GI tract. At which point, scar tissue will not allow things to pass through it. So you essentially have now caused that part of the GI tract to be unusable. That's the last thing we want to see. That will no doubt have a detrimental long-term effect in the pet's life. So speed at which you come to resolution on a GI upset situation like diarrhea, the speed at which that takes place is critical. So think about that. It's absolutely critical for the longevity of that pet's overall well-being. Okay? So I'm going to put a product plug in here. Diagel, you have to have in your pet's emergency kit or in your cupboard at home. I would have multiple syringes. It has an incredible shelf life. And it allows you to be able to address the situation and take from wiping up to picking up in a day. Super simple, really easy product to administer. And every pet parent should have multiple syringes in the cupboard at all time. It's the same thing as having Band-Aids or aspirins for yourself as a you know, human. You don't always use Band-Aids. You don't always use aspirin or Tylenol or maybe Excedrin or something. But when you need it, you want it right now. It's the same thing with Diagel. So with saying that, I'm going to go back to nutrition for a minute. In order to properly provide the correct nutrition for your animal, I'm going to step back to the beginning, get a fecal analysis done that shows you what bacteria are prevalent, and it will start to paint a picture of what goes on in the animal's digestive tract. You want to try to maximize that digestive tract, the robustness, early on. Now, if you're adopting an older dog, you still can have a profound effect, but starting as a puppy is the best place to gear that animal up for the best longevity of life and quality of life. For example, we use, and now I'm going to split to livestock for a minute, we use in our livestock division certain components that helps build the physical structure of that little piglet or little calf's GI tract or bird or turkey, whatever, build their GI tract early on, because digestion, optimal digestion, elevated digestion is the key to excellent performance. It's the key to an excellent microbiome, to excellent health, but it's also the key to excellent performance. So I want you to think about that as we end this series and possibly later open up a new series that we get into more personalized nutrition, etc. And I want you to think about, what am I doing today? What specific steps am I taking? What specific steps am I taking today? Sorry, that ensure good quality digestion for my pet. And if you're using a kibble diet, or you're using a wet food, or even your raw packaged food, a commercial diet, you need to include an enzyme package. It's critical to get proper digestion. It's critical to have a certain type of prebiotic. Now, I know some foods come with certain prebiotics, and that's fine. But to have a digestive support package is absolutely critical, because that's going to help create the environment in the GI tract that causes certain bacteria to proliferate, and therefore causing the best opportunity for physical villi growth, and also for the certain bacteria classes that are available. So we're going to wrap up this episode, and I'm going to, give a couple of examples, definitely one for sure, on what happens when you take a commercial diet and you add a supplement like Synacor to the diet, and you experience the use of enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and even some of the vitamins. Although the vitamins arguably are a longer game, the immediacy of the enzymes and prebiotics are astounding. So I had a past distributor rep actually, that I worked with years ago, probably like 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. And we had always maintained a great relationship and maintained connection as our lives took different paths through the industry. And he calls me one day and says, Alex, I have a question. We have adopted a dog, and for whatever reason, he can't keep anything down. And actually, he might skip almost a whole day of eating because just things aren't feeling well. And you can tell that. And it's leading to quite a miserable life for him. This was an adopted dog that had been diagnosed early on with, I think it was Giardia. Pretty sure it was Giardia. Had gone through some very aggressive antibiotic treatments. And, I mean, basically, this dog's GI tract had been wiped out. So even if they ate some food, just a little bit, it was even, their stomach didn't agree with it, right? And I think a lot of the listeners might understand what that means when you eat something and your stomach doesn't agree with it, right? There's a abrasiveness, there's a uneasiness that goes with it. And then I had talked about hedonic value in a different episode. Well, this definitely doesn't add to the hedonic value. And so he was wondering at that stage, would Diagel be a product that would help? And I said, you know, Diagel's okay in that instance if you're dealing with a loose stool situation, which they were, but it doesn't address root cause. And so for a minute, let's take this story and let's address root cause with it. When we look back at the pet's medical history and we think about how it went through a Giardia case, which is very difficult to get rid of, went through, you know, the humane societies and stuff like this, where these dogs are introduced to tons of different bugs and such. But going through aggressive antibiotic treatment can be quite damaging to the GI tract. So knowing your pet's medical history, if you've adopted a pet, is incredibly important. This pet had, you know, everything thrown at him. And so we decided to take Cinacor and give that a try. It was something that we've seen a lot of success cases where overuse of antibiotics was done and was in the pet's history. And we've seen some excellent results in terms of food absorption and utilization, where it just doesn't run through the animal. They're able to start setting up a good GI structure and good microbiome again. And so we believed this would be a good route for this dog. And within 1 to 2 weeks, this dog was back eating again on a regular basis. And for pet parents that have dealt with this, you know who you are, that takes a huge stress off of you as a pet parent to see your animal actually have an appetite to eat every day. So when we can have stories like this to tell about and we see what happens in the real world with pets and their pet parents, then that gives us the satisfaction that what we're doing is helping them live a comfortable and a meaningful life in whatever their longevity is of life. You know, that all varies, but to make sure it's meaningful and it's something where they can make these bonds and connections, it's just amazing to hear those kind of stories. So that was one particular story that I thought, you know, that's a life-changing type of event that just happened. And if Cinacor can make that happen, then I need to tell the whole world about it, because I know there's a lot of pets out there that suffer and they don't have to. And there's ways to address it. So again, to wrap this all up, let's see. If you have a pet for the first time, get a fecal analysis done on it through companies like, I believe it's Ubiome, and there's other ones out there. That might be a human one. Understand what's happening with the microbiome. Understand their medical record. Whatever you get back, read that and try to understand it. If you can't understand it, talk to your vet about it. Ask them to spend some time discussing, hey, what happened here on this era or this time of my puppy's life, etc. Understanding some of these things will give you a better picture to build going forward. Secondly, would be to know anytime you're buying a commercial food, you need enzymes to help break that down, to unlock what lays in the food. And then when it comes time to address predictable stress, so if you're traveling with your pet, 4th of July, holidays, whatever it might be that's, you know what, I bet they're going to get stressed. This is predictable. Or, you know, spring up in the north of the countries, if you have a harsher winter or whatever, springtime comes and you're taking them outside for the first time in 3, 4, 5 months, predictable, they're going to pick something up on the side of the road or the sidewalk that's not going to agree with them. How are you prepared? So make sure you're prepared with Diagel at all times, and make sure you're prepared for digestion, proper digestion, by utilizing Synacor. And with that, I'm going to wrap it up. Any questions that you ever have on any of the topics in these episodes, reach out. I would love to answer specific questions from the audience. With that, I'm your host, Alex Van Beek, and thank you.